From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The government has released its latest dietary guidelines for Americans. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says people are being urged to eat fewer processed foods and cut back on sugar, fat, and salt.
We want to place a greater emphasis on meal patterns that focus on fruits and vegetables and whole grains and low-fat dairy and lean proteins, including fish and seafood. We want to move away from our over-reliance in the past on sugar and sodium and saturated fat.
Vilsack says Americans in general are being urged to decrease their sodium intake by about one-third, with more drastic reductions advised for people 51 and older, as well as all African Americans and people with diabetes, high blood pressure, or kidney disease. The Commerce Department says consumer spending increased at the end of 2010, spending up 0.7% last month. And for all of last year, consumer spending was up 3.5%. That's the biggest gain in 3 years. Tim Quinlan is an economist with Wells Fargo Securities and says there's one main reason.
Fairly strong growth in consumer income, and that's fueling, you know, what at this point looks like just strong growth in consumer spending.
Quinlan says the rise in spending is good news for the economy, but he's not sure whether the pace of the increase is sustainable. There's a heightened military presence in central Cairo today as Egypt's government braces for a mass demonstration planned for tomorrow. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in Cairo says tens of thousands of people have gathered in the city's central square today.
We've seen older members of faculty of universities, dentists, doctors, laborers. There's a real cross-section of society here that has converged on this square from different backgrounds. The one unifying idea is that they want Hosni Mubarak out.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in Cairo. A major winter storm is threatening the Plain States in the Midwest today. NPR's Renita Jablonski reports the storm is expected to dump everything from freezing rain and sleet to heavy snow.
The reach of this system could go from the Rockies to the Ohio Valley to New England. The National Weather Service says the storm could impact up to 100 million people with conditions including freezing rain, snow, and tornadoes. Meteorologist Bruce Terry says the storm could last through Wednesday, leaving behind more than 12 inches of snow for big cities in the central U.S.
Heavy snows in Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri. In the big city of Kansas City, for instance, we could easily see more than a foot of snow. Then that snow will spread eastward through the lower Great Lakes. And we're looking at probably more than a foot of snow also in the big cities of Chicago and Detroit.
Some of the heaviest snow could come midweek in parts of Pennsylvania and upstate New York. Renita Jablonski, NPR News.
A strong tropical cyclone is headed for areas of Australia that are still struggling to recover from recent flooding. On Wall Street, stock prices are mixed. The Dow Industrials are up 24 points. The Nasdaq Composite is unchanged. This is NPR News. The Labor Department has the latest readout on unemployment this week when it releases figures for joblessness in January. Jacob Goldstein with NPR's Planet Money team in New York says no big changes are expected.
Well, this report will probably be in the same range we saw for most of last year. It'll probably say that the nation added somewhere around 150,000 jobs in the month of January. That kind of number, as we saw last year, it's just about enough to keep up with population growth, but it's not enough to really start bringing down the unemployment rate.
So, Jacob, what has to happen for us to start seeing faster job growth around the country?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, you know, the economy is growing and big businesses are certainly by and large doing well. They're profitable. They have lots of cash. So it seems to come down to it's kind of intangible stuff like how confident are business leaders about the future of the economy. And one economist I talked to last week, he said that after the past few recessions, there's been this moment when it was like somebody threw a switch and pretty suddenly confidence came back and businesses really started hiring again. Now, obviously, this recession we just went through, it was much more serious than the past few recessions. But everybody's really still hoping that we'll see that kind of moment again, that switch where confidence comes back and businesses start hiring again.
That's Jacob Goldstein with NPR's Planet Money team in New York. Award-winning composer John Barry has died at the age of 77. He won two Oscars for the song Born Free. He also wrote the music for a dozen of the James Bond films. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.
Support for NPR.